keeping you focused on Emporia. KVOE 1400 AM 96.9 FM, live and local. Good Monday morning to you. I'm Scott Hayes. It's now 8:20.
KVOE 1400 AM and 96.9 FM, live and local. This is Newsmaker 2.
And our Newsmaker 2 interview on this Monday being brought to you by Longvine Auto Plaza, driven by longvineauto.com.
At Longvine Auto Plaza in Emporia, quality products and great customer service are what we value most. And how important a clean environment is for you to see the newest from Chevy and Buick. Chevy is the only brand to earn J.D. Power Dependability Awards for 5 years in a row. And Buick has an incredible lineup of luxury SUVs. Need maintenance or repair work? Let our award-winning service professionals get you back on the road. It's our total commitment for more than 50 years that has made the difference. Come in today or visit us at longvineauto.com. Chevy, find new roads.
KVOE 1400 AM 96.9 FM, live and local. 8:21 Monday morning, Newsmaker 2 time, and we say good morning to Emporia Granada Theater Director Rebecca Herrera. Rebecca, how are you today?
Good. How are you guys?
Doing well. Doing well. Myself and Chuck, I think, are ready to go here at the beginning of a brand new work week as we kind of ease out of a holiday weekend. Everything go uneventfully and safely for you yesterday?
Yeah, well, it was very eventful, but
I guess there's a downside sometimes to the fireworks side and things like that, so we're hoping it's kind of quiet in the good way is what we were saying. So.
Exactly.
Things went well then.
Things went very well.
Well, that's good. Hopefully you got some rest, because looking at what's coming up at the Emporia Granada Theater over the next several months, you're probably going to need it.
Oh, yeah. We have so many good things happening right now at the Granada, and I'm very excited to share two new concerts with you guys to add to our summer and fall season. And let me know when you want me to get started.
Let's rock and roll. What you got first?
All right. So to add on, we have Ryan Daniel. He will be performing on September 3rd, which is actually my anniversary with my husband. So we'll see how I get out of that one.
Right.
And he's been to the Midwest before, and he absolutely loves it. And I'm getting really good news. You know, a lot of people are really excited to have him here again, so I'm excited that I was able to rebook him. And then November 5th, we will be having Elton Dan in the Rocket Band, and, you know, I'm sticking to this tribute theme for a little bit, and that's going to be a very fun event. It's going to be very lively. It's going to, you know, there's going to be lots of fun for that event.
What day did you say Elton Dan was going to be in?
It's going to be November 5th.
November 5th. And you already had really good success with Rumors, the Fleetwood Mac tribute band, and it sounds like here in the shorter term you've got a couple of bands that are already on the schedule, which are going to bring the sounds of the 80s here to downtown Emporia.
Oh, yeah. We're going to be having the Bob Jovi and Cars on August 7th, and we're actually going to have an 80s costume contest. So whoever dresses up with the biggest hair and the best outfit gets a bottle of champagne for them and their friends. And on August 28th, we are going to have a comedian, which is Andy Cross, and he is actually very known for he walks around with like half his torso and scares people. He's like an illusionist and a magician as well as a comedian. And I actually saw him. I found him on YouTube, and he has over like 100 million views. I thought it was only 5 million. No, it's 100 million views. And he's just a hit. And I was really excited to book him. So that's going to be a very, very fun comedy show. And then we're going to have the new one that I just talked to you guys about, which is the Ryan Daniel concert. And that's going to be a really good one. And then on the 25th of September, we're going to have Blaine Howard singing the Run It Back Chiefs theme song. And to open up for them, we're actually going to have this really cool, they're like a mixture of like Red Dirt R&B and like soul country band from Southern California, from San Diego, and they're called Holiday State. And when I was looking them up, I was like, man, this is like they're doing really, really good in the West Coast right now, and I think to bring their music this way is going to be really good for them. So I'm really excited for them being able to open up for Blaine Howard. And then in October, we have Jack Mouse and Janice Borla, October 9th. They're going to be featuring Lulu Marini. And I said it before, but I'm going to say it again because, you know, I'm a saxophonist and I'm, like, obsessed with Lulu Marini. He played Saturday Night Live, and he played the song for Aretha Franklin, the Respect song, so... you have no idea, I'm like gushing inside to meet him. October 16th, we're going to have Eli Young Band. And
we've been waiting patiently for that one.
Oh, no, we haven't at all, right?
it's only been a year plus and like three different reschedules at this point.
Some pandemic in the way of that one, you know.
And then the last one that I have for this season is going to be the Elton Dan and the Rocket Band, and they're going to be here November 6th.
So I'm guessing Elton Dan and the Rocket Band, is that a Elton John cover slash tribute band then?
Yes, and it's going to be so much fun. I mean, he's a lot of fun. He's actually from Missouri. However, he's been all over the world. I mean, he just did a tour in China and pre-pandemic. And he's been all over, and he's a pretty big deal, so I'm pretty excited to have him here in Emporia.
Well, that's awesome. It's a really nice lineup shaping up here for the rest of summer and into fall. And I know Ryan Daniel coming up in September, and I did get to meet him when he was actually in Emporia a couple years ago. In fact, I have an autographed picture of him hanging up in the hallway here at the radio station, but he's a veteran. He was in the United States Air Force.
Yeah.
He got to be part of Tops in Blue, which is the elite musical touring group for the United States Air Force. So he you know, both his military background and his musical background kind of converged there in that time, and now he's forging a career himself, a really good guy, and plays a nice little mix there of country, and you know, you'll recognize some different sounds, some people that definitely have influenced him. So
cool deal.
Put that on the radar. So it's not a name you know, but I think you'll enjoy the show. So get out there and see Ryan Daniel.
Yeah, one of his like hit songs is "The Two Country for You," and it's a very catchy song. And I think people will like, once they hear it, they'll know what song it is. And I really think that people will really like him. And he's so down to earth to talk to. And I've really enjoyed booking this with him. But yeah, I'm very excited with our lineup, and we are going to do something special for the community. So last year, when the pandemic was happening, the Granada had the Granada's Got Talent, and that was a hit. And we had all sorts of people sign up, and I only had 10 slots. Ended up having 12 contestants because I couldn't decide my top 10, so I went with my top 12. And because, you know, by popular demand, I want to bring it back. So I wanted to let everybody know that we are going to be taking auditioning videos for Granada's Got Talent 2. It's going to be happening August 14th. And send your videos to director@emporiagranada.com. And it's for singing, for dancing, for comedy, for juggling, or whatever kind of talent you have that you want to try to get on the Granada stage and win some cash. You know, this is your time to shine.
I wanted to ask you really, too, quickly here, Rebecca, before we wrap things up. You mentioned here about the tribute bands, and obviously the schedule kind of has fallen into place, but what is the appeal of the tribute bands, especially those that you're bringing in here at this point in time? You know, Rumors with Fleetwood Mac, Bon Jovi, The Cars, Elton John. What is it about, you know, I guess maybe that era, 70s, 80s, or just basically the music that really jumps out at you and has jumped out, obviously, with a lot of people before they get to Emporia?
So I did a Facebook poll once everything started opening up to see what people wanted to see or what they wanted to come at the Granada for or what kind of music they wanted to hear. And I didn't want to get stuck in one genre, and I wanted to see what people wanted to hear. And the most popular by far was rock, and like 70s, 80s rock tribute. And I was like, okay, well, that's what people want. That's what people are going to get. So we do have more lined up. We have about two more that are going to be coming in the wintertime and in the beginning of the year, which are fabulous, and people are going to absolutely die when they hear them. So I'm excited to announce those when the time comes. But yeah, they're going to be coming. I'm excited.
The other question I had, too, is the schedule apparently has filled up with a bang, if you want to put it that way, or you've roared back to life here at the Granada over the last couple of months, and obviously it looks like the back half of the year is going to be extremely busy. What does it mean for you to have the Granada this busy here to close out the year, especially given all the adjustments and really having the theater in a way is much darker than you'd like to have it here through the pandemic?
So I don't know if you remember, Chuck, before pre-pandemic, I had said that, you know, I wanted the doors of the Granada to be open way more. I wanted to have something going on, you know, bi-weekly, and, you know, have more rentals, have more concerts, have, you know, be the community's venue. And, you know, and I'm really sticking to my word. And that's the reason why I'm, you know, pushing myself to really bring it to the Granada so people can, you know, come through the doors and have a good time. And after the pandemic, I mean, everybody wants to go out, and I want, instead of people going to Kansas City or Wichita, like, I want them to have an option to have something here at home to do. So that's why we're trying to bring really good stuff to the community so people don't have to travel so much in case they're still worried about the pandemic. You know, we're staying safe. We're sanitizing just like we were during the pandemic, and we're still sticking to all protocols. So I feel more comfortable going to a show locally versus going out. But, you know, and I feel like a lot of people are on that same boat as well. So that's why we want to bring more to the community.
All right. In case people want information about your shows coming up here this year, how do they get that information, and how do they get tickets for these shows?
So you go to EmporiaGranada.com, and it's there, or you can call 620-342-3342. Box office is Tuesday to Friday from 10 to 4. Or you can stop by. And we're here Tuesday to Friday from 10 to 4.
Outstanding. Rebecca, thanks so much for joining us here. We'll put the story out here a little bit later on today, just kind of letting folks know what the lay of the land is now. And please come back with more concerts as those get scheduled.
Absolutely. Well, thank you so much, Chuck, for having me. And it's always a pleasure, Scott, speaking with you, too.
All righty. Thank you very much.
Thanks, Rebecca.
Bye.
Bye. There you go. Yeah, a lot coming up at the Emporia Granada Theater.
Yeah.
Bob Jovi, August 7th. The Andy Gross Comedy Show, August 28th. Ryan Daniels, September 3rd. Blaine Howard. And, I missed.
Let's see here. Elton Dan.
No,
is...
I was going to say who's with Blaine Howard. Mentioned.
Yeah, right.
She, I had it right here. I lost it. Goodness.
Hey, let's go to EmporiaGranada.com.
Yeah. I had it right here.
You had it here, and yeah, I didn't write
I
it down.
It. Holiday State. That was Holiday right. State is who I was trying to find there. Jack Mouse and Janice Borla with Blue Lou Marini on October 9th. The Eli Young Band, October 16th. And Elton Dan and the Rocket Band, November 6th. So, Lots of great shows coming up at the Emporia Granada Theater.
EmporiaGranada.com is where you need to go to get all that information, and it's recently redesigned. So in case you haven't been there for a while, some new features to add there as well. Want to let you know, too, that we do have Wednesday's Newsmaker 2 slot, which is scheduled. Tuesdays at 8:20 tomorrow's, and then Thursdays at 8:40 following the ESU Buzz are open at this time. So we are working to get those two slots here filled before the day is out. If you'd like one of those, you can call us here at 342-1400 or email KVUE at KVUE.com. Wednesday's Newsmaker 2 slot is David Elbert. We're talking about Saturday's UTV and ATV benefit ride in Americas to support leukemia patient Ashley Rodak.
Okay, good stuff. Thanks, Chuck.
Yep, absolutely.
All right, we'll talk to Chuck here in just a second with local headlines. Newsmaker 2 brought to you by Longvine Auto Plaza, driven by LongvineAuto.com. KVOE 1400 AM 96.9 FM live and local 8:35 on this Monday morning. Sports headlines still to come. Local headlines, as mentioned, just around the corner. But right now, the latest national and world headlines from ABC News.
In Surfside, Florida, the grueling job of searching for victims of the condo collapse is resuming.